How do you do? The man in this story grew up feeling despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He hated the injustice he saw in the world, but he was powerless to change anything, least of all himself. Then he met someone with the power to change everything, and his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
There's the motorcycle, parked where it was yesterday. Nobody around. The key is in it. Let's go for a ride. Me first. Come on. Come on. It won't start. That's why he left the key in it. Let's take it anyway. Come on, Hayashi. Help me push it. If we can't fix it, we can sell it for parts.
We'll fix it and ride it all over Asuba.
Oh, man. Police.
This is Unshackled, dramatizing true life stories produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Concrete paths of the city don't offer much rest for homeless people. That's why Pacific Garden Mission keeps the doors open day and night, welcoming hundreds of men, women, and children who have nowhere to go. Thanks to caring friends who send financial gifts, the mission provides safe bunks for the night, showers and fresh clothing, and nourishing meals. Even medical and dental treatment is given free to resident guests in the Mission Medical and Dental Clinic, reaffirming the admonition to love one another. Mission pastors and counselors, speaking the truth in love, share knowledge of the one who can change the future of whosoever will trust him. He says, "Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Now for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3282 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Your father is very upset with you.
He made me the way I am.
You cannot blame others for your decision.
Yes, I can. Our family is falling apart. Taki is a rebel.
Your brother is turning his life around.
And so will I.
First, we see what the police want from us.
Do you have to go inside with me, Mom?
Yes, they want to see a parent.
Look who's here. What have you done this time, Hayashi?
You know.
Yes, I know. Motorcycle theft. Take off your shirt so we can see any scars and birthmarks before we take your picture. Then we get your fingerprints. Shame on you. You are a disgrace to society.
The young man in our story had dual citizenship in Japan and America, yet he didn't belong anywhere. This is the story of how he learned his place. The true testimony of Jonathan Hayashi, right now on Unshackled.
Both my parents are Japanese, and my two older brothers were born in Japan, where we only have two names. But I was born in Kentucky, so I have three names, the middle one being Jonathan. We always spoke English in our home, so when we returned to Japan, I was 4 years old and couldn't speak the Japanese language. My father was a scientist for a prestigious company. From an early age, I was terrified of his rage. He beat my mother and older brothers, Taki and Kaz, severely for any infraction, throwing my brother downstairs from the second floor. I can still hear my brother's screaming cries, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry!" There didn't seem to be any love between my father and mother.
One time, I was late getting to the bus stop where I pick him up. Only 10 minutes late, he was furious. He pulled my hair and threw me on the ground. He wasn't like that when we dated. He was kind, considerate, not selfish. I asked him why he changed, and he said, "You're my wife now. You're mine, and I can do whatever I want with you. Please, son, be careful and don't talk back to him. Just keep praying for God to save your father."
Except for my brothers and sister, I didn't have many friends during those early years in Japan until I learned the language. Then we returned to America when I was 8, and by the time we returned to Japan a year later, I had forgotten the Japanese language and did poorly in school. Fear gripped my heart because of Dad's abuse at home, and the ridicule at school, where I was the only Christian. Mom had become a Christian in college and always took us to church services, but Dad was an atheist. I started playing piano at age 6 and began to dream of becoming a famous pianist. Music was my only escape, my source of peace in the midst of fear, insecurity, and turmoil. I loved the stories of God when I was little and prayed for my dad, but I didn't really understand the gospel I heard at church.
The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Why? Because the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 1 says, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." Yes. Share the good news of God's grace. How else will they know? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." It isn't easy, but God's grace is sufficient. Remember the words of our Lord in John chapter 16. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
Okay, children, let's pray before you go to bed.
What is going on?
We're just praying before they go to bed.
No more praying.
But God loves them and wants to hear them pray.
You heard me. No more praying.
Oh!
I'll have no more of that nonsense in my house.
From then on, Mom snuck out of bed to pray and read the Bible. I didn't understand why my father was so unloving and cruel. He never spoke kindly to us kids. Instead, he said, "Shut up, you stupid kid!" I hated school because I was laughed at and mocked for my compliance with the Christian faith. I pretended to be happy, but my insides were twisting with pain and deep longing for acceptance and love. Finally, I walked away from godly principles. Mom remained faithful.
Dear Lord, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, O God, and a light unto my path. Lord, you said, "Seek and ye shall find." I need wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom to obey you. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Deliver us from evil, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
I hated myself for being powerless to stop my father's abuse. I hated the cruel mockery from kids at school. My father was gone for his job much of the time, but when he was home, fights erupted, so I withdrew to my room and turned up the music to drown out the conflict. Dinners were eaten in silence, except for us siblings.
Is Dad in town?
I don't know.
I haven't finished that job he told me to do.
Mom ran to the store, so he's probably here.
I don't want to see him.
Me neither. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Mom said he was spoiled as a child.
We don't have that problem.
Hello?
Where is your mother?
At the store. It was Dad. It's like I don't exist.
At 12, I started hanging out with guys in the neighborhood. About 10 of us biked around together. They were thieves who smoked, drank, and introduced me to pornography. I emulated all these things. We stole things, which led to games where we competed to see who could steal the most. Soon, we began to deal drugs.
I could kick you here!
And I could punch you here!
You should get training in kendo, Hayashi. Kendo teaches how to strike fast and not lose your footing.
I'd love to learn kendo.
Then I'd fight the bullies. I'd love to teach them a lesson.
Oh, the sport of samurai.
Good idea. I'll do it.
You'll never be as good as me.
Oh, we'll see about that. I'll be protecting you.
After I get a motorcycle, I can get away.
You're getting a motorcycle?
Maybe we can break into some houses, get something we're selling.
We could pool our money.
We could jump some rich guy who's had too much sake.
We became thugs, doing really bad things. After school, I practiced kendo, which pumped me with a feeling of power. At first, I loved the discipline of sword fighting. Later, as I moved higher in rank, I realized there was no going back. It was this or nothing, even though several times the police picked us up and warned us. My mother began to confront me.
You smell like cigarettes, Jonathan. Are you smoking?
My friends smoke all the time.
Maybe you should get new friends in the church.
I hate them. They're hypocrites.
Jonathan.
Well, they think they're better than the rest of us.
Your brother's girlfriend is nice.
Well, she's the worst. She told me to grow up. Well, who does she think she is?
Oh, I'm sorry, son.
Well, Christians look down on us.
That is not the way of Jesus. He says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another."
Mom, I respect you for your faith, but I don't believe in God anymore.
Oh, Jonathan.
If there is a God, why didn't he give me a father who cares for me?
It is not for us to question God, my son. Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, "Why hast thou made me thus?"
Well, then blame God for the way I am.
No, Jonathan. God is not responsible for your failures. He gives the instructions, and we obey them for his blessings. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Use what God has given you.
I hate school, too. Teachers are tyrants. They yell at me in front of others. How dare they?
Son, Jesus loves you. If God be for us, who can be against us?
I was not doing well in school. I carried a metal stick and threatened one of my teachers, who yelled at me in front of others, shaming me. My brothers did well in school. But my older brother, Kaz, also rebelled and even beat and cursed my mother. Now she lived in fear of her own husband and children. Our family was falling apart. I was 15 when I decided to run away as my buddy and I tried to steal a motorcycle. The police caught us. That ride to the police station was a pivotal moment in my life.
We'll hear more about how Jonathan confronted his feelings with God in just a moment. For unto us a child is born. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, we give presents to one another, echoing God's gift to mankind. At Pacific Garden Mission, we like to give a gift to each of our homeless guests, something new, intended just for them. And we invite you to join us in this gesture of love to those who have so little. Throughout the year, we provide used clothing, so please send only something new, any size, any color. They appreciate underwear, gloves, socks, a sweater or pants, caps, shirts, or toiletries. Homeless people come in all sizes, whether male or female, so shopping is easy. Children need clothing too, but they also like toys, a game, or a book. No need to wrap what you send. We'll do that as we match your gift to the right person. Make a difference in someone's life by demonstrating God's love. Jesus said, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." The address? Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607.
As the police drove me to the station, God began speaking to my heart. "Yuki Jonathan Hayashi, this is not where you belong. I have a plan for your life." I tried to ignore these penetrating thoughts, but I couldn't. I knew God was real and I needed to know him. The police called my parents, and the next day I returned to the station for fingerprints and photos. I faced the consequence of my action at the court and then the high school.
Mom was with me when school officials said they didn't want students like me.
But he must have an education to make it in this world. Give him another chance.
It's okay, Mom. I want to know Jesus more than anything. I will leave the school. Let's go.
Jonathan, are you sure this is the right thing to do?
Yes, Mom. I'm going to seek the Lord's path for my life.
But what can you do?
Be a carpenter like Jesus. He's my only hope.
Jonathan, I know a missionary in Tokyo who may be willing to have you live with him.
Tokyo?
It might be easier to find a job there. And it would be better to get away from here for a while.
I went to Tokyo and lived with a missionary who was much older. I not only left school, but I left the gang, my girlfriend, and even my cell phone. I found a job as a carpenter and continued reading my Bible. But the biggest influence on my life was the church pastor.
Yuki Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Did you know the name Yuki means shine?
Yes, my mother wanted me to be a witness to the people around me and shine in the world. I disappointed her.
God isn't finished with you yet.
Everybody else is.
He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to read the Bible, but I don't read very well.
God will help you. He will make his light shine in your heart. Isaiah 60 says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee."
There's something different about you, Pastor. What is your secret?
Yuki Jonathan, God loved me, saved me, and changed me. That is more than enough.
The pastor always treated me as if I were his son. Others in the church were dubious about me because of my hairstyle and my clothes. I was trying to change myself, but it was the pastor who helped me see that I needed God to do that for me.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Isn't that something? The law convicts us, and the law reminds us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the law can't save us. Then what does save us? Read on down a few verses in Ephesians chapter 2 and read verses 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Only faith in the blood of Christ shed on the cross for your sins can save you. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
I was 16 when I received the Lord as my Savior, and I became a lover of God. In Ezekiel chapter 36, God promises, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." And God did that for me.
So you're saved now. Praise the Lord. I've been praying for you, Yuki Jonathan.
Pastor, I don't even think about drinking or doing drugs now.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
I can't believe he would save a sinner like me.
Keep reading the Bible to learn more about God.
Like you said, it's enough that he saved me.
He has a plan for your life, Yuki Jonathan.
Do you think so?
Yes. He has a plan for all who come to him. There's a good missionary school in Penang, Malaysia.
Well, my older brother went there.
How would you like to go there and finish your education?
My parents agreed, and I was accepted at the international school in Malaysia, a boarding school for missionary kids, which was a 7-hour flight from Japan. I thought all the students there would be like me, thrilled at salvation, but I was wrong. My dorm parent, Tim, encouraged me.
I admire the way you boldly tell others what Jesus did in your life, Jonathan.
They don't want to talk about Jesus.
Don't be discouraged.
How can they be so indifferent? Think what Jesus did for us.
Made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
I have to admit, I've been pretty down on Christians for a long time because they seem so judgmental back home in Japan.
That's why Jesus told us to judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
I suppose I have to forgive them.
If ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
I want to tell the whole world about Jesus, especially the outcast and untouchables like me and my friends.
That's why I became a missionary.
So you could tell others?
Yes. The best way to tell others is to demonstrate God's love, like Jesus. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
When winter vacation came, I went home for Christmas. And that's when I learned terrible news. Oh, no.
What is it?
One of the girls at church told me two of my old friends died. I didn't believe her, but it's in the newspaper.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jonathan.
It could have been me, Mom. If I had stayed here, it could have been me.
Did they know the Lord?
No, and I never shared the gospel with them. I just went to Tokyo and left everything behind.
Who can understand his errors? Don't be too hard on yourself, son.
I haven't been hard enough. I should have stayed long enough to tell them about Jesus.
We never know how much time anyone has in this life. That's why God tells us to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
You can't second-guess God's purpose, Jonathan.
I love those guys.
I know you did.
I hate myself for leaving without telling them about Jesus.
The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He used someone to tell them.
If you know you should do something and don't do it, is that a sin?
What does God's word say? The just shall live by faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
What if I stayed home and didn't come here?
But you did. You're here to make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way.
Where is that verse?
Hebrews chapter 12. Ask God to forgive you for not sharing the gospel with your friends, and he will. Remember 1 John chapter 1.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
God will use this for his glory.
I learned that there are consequences for good and bad behavior. I learned to go to the solitude of my prayer closet and spend time alone with God. Sometimes I fell asleep and woke up later in the dark and cried out to him for solace and wisdom. I still played the piano and wanted to combine music with sharing the gospel. When I graduated from school in Malaysia, I went home.
It's exciting that you want to go to Bible college in America, Jonathan.
I prayed for guidance for 3 years, Mom, and I think the Lord is sending me there.
I prayed too.
I have dual citizenship, which makes it easier.
Yes, your brother is going there too.
One of the dorm mothers told me about that college. It's near Chicago, and I can study music as well as the Bible.
Do you want to be a missionary?
I don't know yet. My mission trip to Macau was interesting, and I liked being worship leader in our church in Malaysia and helping with the homeless ministry.
I'm proud of you, son.
It wasn't easy, Mom. Many times I wanted to throw in the towel.
Why?
Because I was lonely. I didn't make friends with the kids my age.
Sometimes even Christians can be difficult.
You don't have to tell me that.
Your dad is home.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Jonathan is home from Malaysia.
So?
Dad, I want to tell you about Jesus, how he's changed my life.
Don't bother me with your fairy tale stories. How dare you talk about your stupid, foolish ideas?
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For a year, I preached as a youth leader in Japan. Then I left in 2009 and started Bible school near Chicago.
I stayed in touch with my mother in Japan by telephone.
Taki is going to pastor a church in Vancouver.
Yes, I talked to him last week. It's exciting. And Kaz is going to seminary in Illinois.
Your sister has decided to join you there in the fall.
Really? Wonderful. All your children are going into ministry.
I've prayed for you all your lives.
I know you have.
The best news of all is your father. He's professed faith in Christ.
No way.
Yes, he did. He's going to church with me.
Truly, we serve a wondrous God.
With God, all things are possible.
Mom is serving God by translating a daily devotional into Japanese. I graduated, am now engaged, and working on my master's degree. My life verse is Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Jesus spoke these words in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Listening friend, the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You can trust him with your life. Ask him to save you now. If you need help in making this crucial decision, get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, www.unshackled.org. A listener writes, Not only does your program proclaim the gospel, but it also is a huge encouragement to believers. Well, we thank you for writing, and we hope you let the manager of this station know how much you look forward to hearing Unshackled. This is program number 3282, heard in the true story of Jonathan Hayashi, where Brian Plaharchik, Judith Easton, Brad Armacost, Tom Taylorson, and Brandon Ryder. Original music, Ralph Coburn. Sound, PGM staff. Engineer, Kim Rasmussen. Script, Kenitha Gabler. And I'm Timothy Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please write today. Your letter means a great deal to us. The address? Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.